I think you can hear David Hatch's faith in the programme coming to fruition. Also, at every recording, Kenneth Williams' mother, Lou, was sitting in the front row, keeping her eyes fixed on her beloved son's sometimes outrageous performances. Here is one of those in a Just a Minute from September 1972.
We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Peter Jones in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, for the first time in Just a Minute, we have four male contestants or male panelists playing the game. Four of our most experienced players all have got together to vie against each other and see if they can all speak for just a minute without hesitation, without deviation, without repetition on some unlikely subjects that I will suddenly throw at them. Peter Jones, the subject for you to start the show with is malapropisms. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Now, Richard Brinsley Sheridan, Member of Parliament and brilliant playwright of A Trip to Scarborough, The Rivals, School for Scandal, The Critic, perhaps the most famous character he created was Mrs. Malaprop, a lady who mispronounced words and used them in the wrong context. An alligator on the shores of the Nile is a misquotation from one of the plays.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think there was a misinterpretation. What were you searching for, actually, Peter?
Allegory on the back.
Yes, an allegory on the back. That's right. You actually gave what she should have said.
Yes.
Clement Freud challenge, a correct challenge of hesitation. So Clement gains a point, and the subject, and there are 26 seconds left on a malapropisms, Clement, starting now.
It is very strange that many people who have no idea of what they're talking about, who use words out of context and denote the wrong meaning to phrases, are considered to be using malapropisms. Like Kenneth Williams shaking his head up and down, trying to...
Derek Nimmo has challenged you.
Well, deviation, you can't shake your head up and down. Accused of committing a malapropism.
Why? You shake your head either side to side or up and down,
yeah,
don't
but
you?
It's not a malapropism, is it?
I agree with you on that. No, I didn't know
well,
that was your... Yes, that shaking his head up and down is not a malapropism. I quite agree, Derek, so I agree with your challenge. You take the subject over, and there are 8 seconds left, starting now.
I'm so envious of people, both in fiction and in reality, who have turns of phrase named after them, like Dr. Spooner, and, of course, Mrs. Malaprop, who we've already heard about. I also...
For those of you who know the game well, you also know that when the whistle blows, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. It was on this occasion Derek Nimmo, so he has a lead of one over everyone else at the end of that round. Derek, will you begin the second round? What I shall never forget. Can you tell us about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
The Watt that I shall never forget, of course, is James Watt, who was born in Scotland at the end of the 18th century, and his famous really for his invention of a particular kind of steam engine. He moved down to Greenwich some little while later, and there applied himself, and most of his life, in fact, to perfecting various kinds of instrumentation that have been lasting benefit to mankind. Of course, when you get your electricity account, you will also find that the Watts on it are named after the said John. And this is the fellow that we have a lot to be grateful for. So when you pay the London Electricity Board so fervently...
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of board. Electricity board, he said.
And I think the other time he was bored, B-O-R-E-D, wasn't he?
Oh, was he? Never saying board before at all.
I thought he said electricity board twice.
And when you are bored, he said, with playing the London Electricity Board...
Well, I was thinking I was, rather.
No.
But I thought he said electricity board twice, or at least board to do with electricity, B-O-A-R-D.
I thought he said B-O-R-E-D and B-O-A-R-D. So I disagree with Peter's challenge. Derry keeps the subject. There are 21 seconds on what I shall never forget, starting now.
Bertie Watt of Epping Forest had a daughter called Amelia, who was a distinguished oars lady, who was seen with electricity, which I've repeated before, so have another go on
Clement
that.
Freud is
and
challenged.
repetition of electricity.
Yes, you were very quick on your current then. Clement, you have a point for a correct challenge with only 5 seconds to go on What I Shall Never Forget, starting now.
What I Shall Never Forget are the quarter days which fall 4 times every year.
Clement Freud was then speaking when the whistle went. He gained some points, but he's still 1 point behind the leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin.
Oh, good. That time I had something to say.
Talk to us for 60 seconds on my horoscope today, starting now.
Well, it said your lucky sandwich filling is salmon and shrimp. Your lucky stone is...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of lucky.
Yes, it might be...
Well, I don't know, he's got underway, you great nit. You've got to give people a chance to get their rhythms going. What about you? Well, you've got to breathe in and out, systole and diastole, the natural action of the heart.
It was an unlucky rhythm for you,
Ken. Aren't we?
Yes, aren't we?
Yeah.
It was an unlucky rhythm for you.
Well, I was going to tell you about my horoscope. Don't you want to hear?
No. It's been too lucky for you, and too lucky is his repetition, and I have to agree with Clement's challenge.
I didn't come to Uranus, the planet. I mean, it was going to be nice.
You might get back in again if you listen well.
No, I'm not bothered now. He's ruined me flow.
Clement Freud, you have 50 seconds on my horoscope today, starting now.
My horoscope today depends entirely on which newspaper I read. In the Daily Mail this morning...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Deviation is advertising.
Well, actually... Advertising is not necessarily deviation.
On the contrary, contrary to the BBC charter.
Nowadays, you are permitted. I don't know what the charter actually says, but they do permit you to use the... There are so few national newspapers left, you're allowed to actually use their names. And every newspaper is
used...
Oh,
well, I stand corrected.
You're sitting corrected, actually. Clement Freud, you have a point and 45 seconds for my horoscope today, starting now.
And in the Daily Mirror, it said today is a good day for investment.
Peter Jones' challenge.
A repetition of daily.
Well done, Peter.
Ah, yes. Good for you. There flies on in, mate. good.
Yes, he tried to go in all the papers. Fine, so, Peter, you have the subject and a point, of course. 43 seconds left. My horoscope today, starting now.
My horoscope didn't forecast that I was going to be taking part in this panel game with Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams and Clement Freud, nor did it say that I was going to get wet on my way here to this palatial theatre. However, there were indications in the small print at the bottom of the horoscope. I was actually born under the sign of Gemini, the twins. So consequently, there is apt to be a slight split in the events which befall me during the course...
Peter, you were speaking when the whistle went, you gained the extra point, and you are now in a commanding third place ahead of Kenneth Williams. Derek's in second place now because Clement Freud has taken the lead 1 point ahead. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. And the subject is my problem. Can you talk to us about... I think the audience have a good idea of one of the problems we're going to talk about. But the subject, my problem, 60 seconds, starting now.
My problem is that every week I have to come to this theatre and sit next to Kenneth Williams. Not only do I... perch next to this kindly man on my right, but he sends a car for me, usually to run me down. A 15-cylinder hearse was the latest assault which this man practiced on me. And then, when I'm here, he pretends to kiss me, he puts his hand on my knee, and he makes other endearing noises for which people could get... terrible.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
No hesitation.
Yes, I'm glad you helped him out there. I was getting very embarrassed. The Derek Nimmo, I agree with your challenge. And you have the subject now with 18 seconds on my problem starting now.
My problem is rather a curious one. I was once staying in the northernmost part of Yorkshire and I came upon a large mound of soil. And when I burrowed down into this dump, I found at the bottom a little silver coin. I polished it with my right finger. I spat on the obverse side with my spittle. And then I found that the colour became quite green. And
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Two founds. I found the coin at the bottom.
Yes, and you found. And you very cleverly got him with only 1 second to go,
oh,
Kenneth Williams.
Oh, what a nice idea. Yeah.
Subject
is... That's the black I'm sitting next to.
My problem, Kenneth. 60 seconds. No, 1 second. Starting now.
My problem is being a genius. Of course, it's my salvation.
So, Kenneth, speaking when the whistle went, gained...
So that means I'm in the lead, right? That means I've gone into the lead. Come on, out with it. Stop stuttering
you
and hesitating.
You have moved forward with great rapidity, yes.
I've moved, have I?
Yes, into fourth place.
Oh. It's a shame. I seem to work my fingers to the bone and get nowhere.
Ah, but we all love the way you do it, Kenneth.
That's very sweet of you.
No, you're actually an equal in third place with Peter Jones, and Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud are equal in first place, so it's a very interesting contest so far. Peter Jones, we're back with you. Your turn to begin. The subject, my hobby. Would you talk about my hobby for 60 seconds, starting now?
My hobby is difficult to talk about because there are so many of them. Now, I enjoy...
Derek Nimmo has challenged. Why?
Well, the subject is singular. He's revealed that he has many hobbies. He
well, said, your hobby may be singular, but mine is plural.
My hobby is difficult because there are so many of them. Are you challenging on what?
Well, deviation.
Of what?
The subject is my hobby, not my hobbies.
No, if you challenge for deviation of grammar, I would have given it, but he has to keep going, and it's a rather colloquial, if a very bad way of putting it.
Oh,
so
I see.
I'm going to leave it with Peter Jones, who has a point for an incorrect challenge, 54 seconds on my hobby, starting now.
If I just stuck to the phrase, my hobby, then that would be untrue, because there are, as I say, so many of them.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
A repetition this time.
Yes, a repetition.
The same in order,
a repetition of the bad grammar. All right. So, Derek, I agree with the challenge this time, and you have 45 seconds on my hobby, starting now.
I was once staying in a small island near Oban, and there I caught my hobby. Actually, it was a tree, and I put a little trap on the tree. Pulling a string, caught the bird.
Peter Jones's challenge.
A repetition of tree.
Yes.
There was a small tree, and I put my camp on the tree.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so Peter has the subject back, and there are 37 seconds, my hobby, starting now.
And as I said...
challenge.
Repetition of as I said.
Yes, you did start last time with that, Peter.
Oh, did I? Yes.
Clement, you have the subject of my hobby, and there are 35 seconds, starting now.
My hobby is collecting horoscopes, whether they appear in the Times...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation is completely untrue. It's not his hobby. It's a lie. A blatant, filthy lie. Probably funny thousands of people. Unashamedly, it's a disgrace, a scandal, little short of a nation.
Oh, quiet! You spoil your own case. Because I am prepared to believe that collecting horoscopes is not his hobby. You have a point, Kenneth Williams. And I give the benefit of the doubt to you.
Thank you.
31 seconds, my hobby, starting now.
And this gypsy said to me, your hobby will always be the study of lettering. And true enough, I did cross water. I was standing, in actual fact, over a puddle. But I thought that she meant the channel. Well, when I landed in France, you can imagine my consternation when faced with this man in the beret who said, you're a true Basque. I know a Basque when I see one.
Derek,
I
said, gracious
me. Not talking about his hobby. He's talking about his travels at the moment.
Yes,
I thought the subject was my horoscope.
No, that was...
You can see that if you keep going well with sufficient feeling, you can even hoodwink these experienced players of the game. Derek, out of his own mouth, he committed himself. You have 14 seconds on my hobby, starting now.
This particular kind of brown bird I find very useful for catching swallows and other small creatures of the same variety. When I purchased...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with that, Clement. You have 4 seconds on my hobby, starting now.
Stamps are...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation. Very slow starting, I thought. Very sluggish start.
Well, all I can say is you're thinking very quickly, Peter, because, no, I must be fair, it was a very good attempt. I mean, the audience enjoyed it, but he didn't really, as you said. So all that happens is he gets another point and 3 seconds on my hobby, starting now.
I have an album into which I stick them.
In spite of the fact that I somewhat favoured Kenneth Williams when he challenged Clement Freud, he really has got a very definite lead at the end of that round over everybody else, because he came up at the end with a bang in the last 2 or 3 seconds. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject is girls. Can you talk to us about them for... The girls in the audience are laughing. 60 seconds, starting now.
Girls, there's something which is singularly licking. Oh!
Licking. Clement Freud got it first.
Deviation from... Etymology.
And deviation.
No, there's no deviation. Girls,
no, I mean,
girls can't be licking.
Oh, yes, I know many girls.
And not singularly licking anyway. Licking. I mean, it's
one tongue at a time.
Lick. Singular lick.
Yes, I mean, yes, I thought you were going to have him for hesitation, which you did. Yes, no, I see one girl can lick, but not one girl can licking. 56 seconds on girls, Clement, starting now.
Girls are the opposite sex from boys, and this can be readily ascertained by the lack of prominence of an Adam's apple, a certain protrusion beneath their shoulders, and a tendency to have longer hair, although...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, he said a certain protrusion. Now, if we're always arguing about whether it's singular or plural, surely he should have said protrusions.
I think you have a very good point there, Peter.
Two good points.
Two.
Having made two good points, you get one well-deserved point, and you have 43 seconds on girls starting now.
When I think of girls, I recall the enormous amount of advice that I have been given regarding them in my lifetime. When I was a very young man, I remember my father...
Clement Freud, a challenge.
Repetition of remember.
Yes, alas, you're remembering too much, Peter. 30 seconds with you, Clement, on girls starting now.
Sometimes in a dance hall, one sees a vast quantity of girls all standing up against the wall, trying to look ravishing. And the idea is to pick out one girl of that number to make into your wife.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of number.
Yes, sometimes you see a great number of girls. Yes, yes. And one pick out the number. Yes, it's
yes,
true.
Quite right. Yes.
Pete well Jones, done. You have 6 seconds on girls starting now.
If she's plain, give her a hat. If she's pretty, give her a book, he told me. And this...
In spite of two gives, Peter managed to speak when the whistle went. He gained the extra point. He's now equal in second place alongside Derek Nimmo. They're both trailing a little behind Clement Freud, and Kenneth Williams is trailing a little behind everyone. And Kenneth Williams... It's your turn to begin. And the subject is Julius Caesar. 60 seconds on Julius Caesar, starting now.
Well, of course, he is remembered by the immortalization, so to speak, in drama of Shakespeare in the great play of the same name. And he was stabbed by, they say, Pompey's statue. And the fatal blow was
Derek Nimmo has challenged. Why?
How can he be stabbed by an inanimate object? Deviation. He was stabbed by Pompey's statue.
Well, it means...
He was stabbed by other people. I do think
Well, he might be stabbed by a public convenience. But it wouldn't mean that he was actually stabbed by it. It would mean that he was by it when he was stabbed.
I waited for you to say whether that was what you meant or not.
Well, I dare defend myself with that, Nimmo, because he's so erudite, you see.
But actually, you didn't defend yourself when Derek accused
no,
you
No, but
of
gallantly
this.
And wonderfully, Peter leapt to my defence, and I will always be grateful for that. I know a true gent when I see one.
You have 43 seconds on Julius Caesar, starting now.
Of his wife, it was always said she should be above suspicion, and Deborah Carr once laughingly remarked...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Deviation, because he had three wives. Which one was he talking about? He said his wife.
Everyone knows it's only Calpurnia. What are you on about?
Well, he had two others.
I'm talking about the play by William Shakespeare.
But it also was well known in history books that Caesar's wife was above suspicion, so that's...
No, yes, of course it was. He's just trying to pick holes. I know what you're after. I know. But I'm here, so I'm not going to take that line down. I'm not going to take that line down.
All right,
don't worry yourself.
You've got your jacket off now. Kenneth, you've got your jacket off now. You keep the subject. There are 33 seconds...
If I may say, he divorced her because she was not beyond suspicion.
But that phrase is from the history books, and we all know it, about Caesar's wife, and he was still sticking to the subject of Julius Caesar. He hasn't deviated from the subject on the card, Julius Caesar. Kenneth Williams, you have 33 seconds, starting now.
And when the fatal blow was delivered, he cried out, "Infamy! They've all got infamy!" They did. and that was a terrible thing. Yes, it's true. Was the timing gone right?
What's your challenge, Clement?
Repetition.
What?
Infamy.
No, as he said last time on this very show, it is the sound that matters.
It sounded exactly...
In for me, as opposed to in for me.
Kenneth, don't say that, because otherwise you're agreeing with Clement's challenge.
Oh, put me foot in here, Kenneth. Oh, I ought to be gagged.
Kenneth, I do believe that you were saying infamy in for me.
That's right, that's right.
Yes,
that's, right.
That's what you were saying.
That's what I meant, yes.
Yes, that's what you meant. So you have a point.
Thank
and you. You have 25 seconds on Julius Caesar starting now.
And, of course, he was defeated, as you know, by Brutus. Well, now, later on, he got in with this Octavius, who defeated Antony and proclaimed him.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of defeated.
Yes, there were two definite defeaties. There are 14 seconds now for Peter Jones on Julius Caesar, starting now.
Why, man, he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus, and we petty men walk under his huge legs.
Kenneth Williams of challenge, why?
Yes, you're supposed to talk for 60 seconds without hesitation, deviation, or repetition, not recite poetry. And that's what he's doing, he's reciting poetry.
If you recite poetry without repetition,
it's all right for me
deviating.
To do it, because I do it so beautifully, but I don't like the way he does it. Don't shout, if you shout.
Kenneth! I disagree with the challenge. Peter has a point, and he keeps the subject of Julius Caesar for 7 seconds, starting now.
Walk under his huge legs.
Derek Nimmer, her challenge.
Repetition.
Of what?
Legs.
Yes, that's true.
Lots of
that's true. He did say legs, didn't he? Yeah.
He's so happy with other people getting points
God,
as well.
He doth bestride
5 seconds.
He never said legs.
No, I haven't said legs.
Never
before.
Said legs.
No, Derry was trying very hard. Peter Jones, you have a point in 5 seconds on Julius Caesar, starting now.
And peep about to find ourselves dishonorable graves. Men at some time.
So Julius Caesar brought Peter up from second place into first place alongside Clement Freud at the end of that round. They're both now in the lead with 11 points. Derek has 7, Kenneth has 6, and there's still a great deal to play for as Clement Freud starts the next round with eyewash. Can you talk for 60 seconds on eyewash, starting now?
Every morning at about 8 o'clock, I'm brought a cup of tea, after which I wash. I do this very carefully in the bathroom, beginning with such hair as I have left and going past my face to my shoulders, at which point I jump into the bath. And there I have a duck.
Derek Nimmer has jumped.
He's not washing now, he's taking a bath. He's gone into the bath.
Well, you surely have a wash in the bath.
No, you have a bath in the bath. You have a wash out there.
Oh, well, that is an impossible situation to judge on, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people say they wash in the bath. Clement, you have 42 seconds on eyewash, starting now.
On Mondays, I do the family wash. Knickers, pantaloons, dressing gowns, nightshirts, jerseys, pullovers, and the usual...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Divesh, I don't believe it's a load of eyewash.
All right, we didn't believe him about his hobby of horoscopes. We give Derek a point for a very good challenge. Leave the subject with Clement Freud, eyewash, 30 seconds, starting now.
Eyewash is often thought to be like hogwash, only further up the body.
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
It's not thought to be anything of the kind, therefore it's deviation.
What is?
What he says it's thought to be.
Kenneth, you have a point and 24 seconds on eyewash, starting now.
Now, this is the process by which you draw a sort of professional mystique over the content of what would otherwise be described as a truthful analysis of a subject. Now, if you go all round the mulberry bush and convince somebody else that you have a professional knowledge they do not possess, you could be rightly spoken of as saying with a joy in the eyeballs and win the game.
Well, that was a very interesting result because it wavered back and forth, and we don't have any more time, so let me give you the final score. Derek Nimmer, after starting in the lead, finished in fourth place, 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who leapt forward into third place. Peter Jones slipped back into second place to leave Clement Freud once again the winner of Just a Minute. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.
That was Just a Minute from September 1972.